قوة إلا بالله العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله، ولعنة الله على آذائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، قال نكر لها عرشها ننظر أتهتدي أم تكون من الذين لا يهتدون. صدق الله العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing سورة النمل. And the verse I recited is verse number 41. And the translation goes like that. He said, disguise her throne for her so that we may see whether she is a discerning or if she is one of the discerning one. So what is the situation of this verse? Last time when we stopped our session, we were at the point that Prophet Sulaiman asked her throne to come from Yemen to his place. So his wasi, who was successor, asked Ibn Barqiya brought the throne in a split up moment. And when the throne came to Prophet Sulaiman, and he knew that now they are coming, Queen of Sheba was Bilqis and and her companions were coming to visit them. So he wanted to test them, a trial. So he said to them to change the shape of this throne so we can understand that if she can recognize her throne or not. Because he's going to change the shape. Because he wanted to check their intelligence, that how intelligent they are, to whom he's going to deal with them. Because the Queen of Sheba was coming with all the companions, and he wanted to asked him to accept Islam, and he knew that he'll give her also marriage proposal if she becomes Muslim. So he wanted to see how intelligent she is, you know, so that he can understand on what level he should deal with them. So he put a trial on them, right? So that's what he asked his people to change the shape of the throne. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ قِيلَ هَكَزَا عرشكي قالت كأنه هو وأوتينا العلم من قبلها وكنا مسلمين. So when she came, it was said, is your throne like this one? She said, it seems to be the same, and we were informed before it, and we had submitted. So they did not ask a straight question, this is your throne. The answer question was tricky, and she was so intelligent that she knew that maybe it's her throne, but according to the question she answered, and she said, it seems to be the same. She didn't say that it is same, you know, because she did not have a strong proof that it is her throne. So she was bright. She said, it seems to be same. And we were informed before it, and we had submitted. So what she was informed, what she was submitted about? Because she was informed about the greatness of Prophet Sulaiman, how big the kingdom he had, and what kind of majesty he had, the power she had. And she said that we had submitted to him. How she submitted? She submitted by seeing his strength, of the military strength, and how the throne was brought in the split of second from thousands of miles. So she really got submitted to him, seeing him as a great prophet. But she had not become Muslim yet. وصدقها ما كانت تعبدون من دون الله إنها كانت من قوم كافرين. So she had been barred from the way of Allah by what she used to worship besides Allah, for she belonged to a faithless people. Because she was barred from worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because her people were worshiping sun. They used to prostrate to sun, right? So she was from faithless people, and that's why she was away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now she starts seeing the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after seeing all the grandeur from the kingdom of Solomon. Now what is being asked her to enter to the palace. So what the verse goes further, قيل لها ادخل السحر، فلما رأت حسبت لجة وكشفنا عن ساقها قال إنه سحر ممرض من قوارير، قالت ربي إني ظلمت نفسي وأسلمت مع سليمان لله رب العالمين. Okay. It was said to her, enter the palace. So when she saw it, she supposed it to be a pool of water and she bared her shanks. He said, it is a palace paved with crystals. She said, my lord, indeed I have wronged myself and I submitted Solomon to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So she was asked, because Prophet Solomon wanted to show her more of the majesty. So she, what he did in the before she came, he asked to make the floor of the palace, one part of the floor, first he filled the water, and on top of water he put the crystals. It was so beautiful. So when she entered the palace, she thought it was just the water. She took her clothes and showed her from the shanks, because she thought it was just pure water going on. So then it was told by Prophet Solomon that it is palace paved with crystals. So then she really got moved so much with the grandeur. And she said, my Lord, I wronged myself and I submitted Solomon to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Then she becomes Muslim. They see the grandeur. Brothers and sisters, this grandeur what she saw was a small grandeur. Wallah, billah of Allah, compared to grandeur of Quran and the 114 chapters of Quran and the grandeur of these verses and the grandeur of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his Al-Bayt. If we study their grandeur, this grandeur is nothing. Brothers and sisters, we have to read Quran and see the grandeur of Allah is known in Quran, you know. That's the problem in today's nation, that they have left Quran and don't see the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they see the grandeur of this Western world and all these things and they get attracted to it. This is Shaitan, brothers and sisters. We have to come to Quran to see the better grandeur than Bilqis saw that day. So after this story, Allah starts talking about the people of Thamud. Where are the people of Thamud? If you want to see their barren houses, it's in Saudia, Hijaz. And you see, you know, if you go to Hijaz, there's a part of Hijaz where there are mountains, and the mountains are beautifully crafted houses in the mountains. Beautiful. And these houses are empty. And who came there? Prophet Saleh. So now the verse goes like this. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ ثَمُودُ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِذَا هُمْ فَرِيقَانِ يَخْتَصِمُونَ. Suddenly we sent to Thamud Saleh, their brother, worship Allah. But they became two groups contending with each other. Right? Because he said to them, worship Allah. And Allah said, their brother. Why Allah said to them, the Prophet to be brother? Because he was their relative, okay? So he said, worship Allah. So they became two groups, they started fighting. What two groups? Believer and non-believers. Every community has believer and non-believers. That's it, and they fight. Allah has put a test in, you know, for believers and non-believers. So they start fighting. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تَسْتَجِلُونَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ قَبْلِ حَسَنَةً لَوْ لَا تَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Now these verses are, we got to pay attention to these verses. He said, oh my people, why do you press for evil sooner than good? Why do you not plead to Allah for forgiveness so that you may receive His mercy? Now this verse is deep verse. This verse comes when the people, the kuffar of non-believers, they hamstrung the she-camel. After hamstringing she-camel died. Allah said to them that now the punishment will come and it's not going to go away. So they told Saleh, these non-believers, bring punishment quick, bring punishment quick. They were so bad. Then first they killed it, and then it was said that the promised punishment is coming. So they wanted to go fast in punishment because of their arrogance. So the verse came like this. What he said. He said, oh my people, why do you praise for evil sooner than good? Because they were asking for punishment and not for the forgiveness. Then verse goes further. Why do you not plead for Allah to Allah for forgiveness so that you may receive His mercy? Brother, sister, I ask you a question. Are we pleading to Allah for the mercy ourselves? Are we doing a superficial repenting to Allah for the lips, or do from the heart? If we do from the lips, it has no use, brothers and sisters. It has to come from the heart, you know. Then Allah's mercy will come, you know. Hey, hope in Allah's mercy. You think that Allah will forgive us? I know it's the end times and sin is everywhere. Halal has become haram and haram has become halal. But we hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can really ask a repenting from truth, from the bottom of our heart. So then Allah forgives, inshallah. So now, when he said that, then what happened? What was their answer? قالوا تطيرنا بك ومن معك قال تعاركم عند الله بل انتم قوم تفتنون. So what they said? Their thinking was totally deranged. They didn't say, okay, we'll repent. No. What they said? They said, we take for you a bad omen. Omen. What they said? We take you for a bad omen. You and those who are with you. He said, you are bad omen are with Allah. Rather, you are a people of being tested. You know, these Arabs, they used to believe in bad omen, you know. And it comes with they'll take a bird and before they go to journey, they'll take a bird and see a bird flash right. They think it's a good omen. Good thing, and they'll journey, and if the bird goes left, it's like, will not go. Like that. That's why in Islam, we don't have omen, okay? So there are some hadith. Prophet says, the atonement of ill omen is reliance to Allah. And he says further, ill omen is infidelity and is not from us, but reliance in Allah abolish everything. So always you have to rely on Allah. These like politics, they are good omen, good omen, bad omen. This infidelity. Believer, you know, it's always Allah. SubhanAllah, you know. So what they said to Saleh? They said, we take you for a bad omen, you. Means you are bad luck for us. And those are with you. Because what happened then when the Prophet came and he started preaching them, Allah sometimes used to send them punishment and all that, you know. So they thought that you bring troubles and all this thing, and so you are bad. They used to, you know, the same thing was told to companions of other Prophet. You're bad, you know, because you bring all this bad luck. So what he said, you are bad omens of Allah. Rather, you are people being tested. Yes, you are all bad deeds which you have done, that killed the sheikh and all that is written in your deed books, and you are being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And later on they are all killed, we know that, right? But Allah, you have been tested by all these things that you have been giving a time period, a period for repentance, and then you have been tested. Brothers and sisters, we are the same way. We have been tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have been respected. We have some time in our life to repent and go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot think that we have good houses, good cars, Allah is happy with us. No, Allah is not happy unless we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He loves us. And how do we know that Allah loves us? The salah time comes and we are waiting to do salah, means we are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our heart is not for salah and we are in the worldly things. Allah, where is the heart? Where is the love of Allah? I'm studying about this. Love, we should see if we love Allah, means Allah loves us. And if we are eager for Allah, means Allah is eager for us. Not just material things that I have like $200,000 job, maybe Allah is happy. No, this is a testing from Allah. $200,000 job. It's a testing. Loving Allah comes when you love Quran, you love the good deed, and you love to remember Him, you love to talk about Him, you love to preach. Then it means that Allah is loving you. So now, further goes, وكان في المدينة تسعة رحمة يفسدون في الأرض ولا يصلحون. There were 9 persons in the city who caused corruption in the land and did not bring about any reform. There were 9 corrupt people there in this town, and they were like chiefs there, and they were against Saleh, right? And they were 9. And the word come in Quran, rahati, this adun rahati. So what does rahati means? Rahati means the group of people which is less than 10 or less than 40. There were 9 of them. So Allah used the word Rahati for them. Because they were going against Lut alayhi salam. Then afterward, what did they say? قالوا لتا قالوا تقاسم بالله لنبيتنه وأهله ثم لقولن لوليه ما شهدنا مهلك أهله إن لصادقون. They said, swear by Allah that we will attack him with his family by night. Then we will surely tell his heir that we were not present at the murder of his family and we indeed speak the truth. They planned beautifully. They swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all night that we'll kill him and his family at night when the morning time his family come, other people, they'll say we were not even there to witness anything. And we are saying truth. See how Allah records everything, you know. This thing happened maybe 5,000 years old, and I don't know how old the story is, maybe 5,000 years old. Allah knows only. But Allah recorded everything. Allah records every plan, brothers and sisters, what we do. So when they plan this, Allah says further. وَمَكْرُوا مَكْرًا وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They devised a plot and we devised a plan. But they were not aware. So they planned. Allah said, I planned too, and they were not aware of that. So what was the plan of them and what was the plan of Allah? We know their plan, right? What was Allah's plan? Because prophets all used to go to mountain at night and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then he went to mountain at night to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the time they want to kill him. So these nine guys gathered in the mountain and they were waiting to kill him. A big rock came and fell on them and they died right there. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't know all that. They were just so sure about it. Ya Allah. You know, we all think that we are going to live 100 years. And then we can party right now, and then I'll become a real good guy after 10 years. Then after 20s, I'll go to do Hajj, and after 30s, I'll memorize Quran and all that good stuff. You might die tomorrow, and you'll be in Barzakh. What is that? This shaitan gives long hopes, you know? Imam Ali said, shaitan gives you, I'm afraid of my community's long hopes. Long hopes, I'll do this, and die. Brother and sister, always think that tomorrow I'll live in this world. I'll be today. And do good deeds as much you can do.
فَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُنَا خَوَيْتُمْ بِمَا ظَلَمُوا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِ لِقُومِ يَعْلَمُونَ.
Then after that, what Allah did? Allah destroyed the whole town because they didn't repent, right? Destroyed. And then, so observe. How was the outcome of their plotting? And we destroyed them, all of their people. So there lay their houses fallen in ruin because of their wrongdoing. There is indeed a sign in that for people who have knowledge. This verse is for today, because those houses you can see on TV. You just go to YouTube and just put the name of the city. You see right there their empty houses today. And today Quran is there. Today their houses are there. Why don't we put our heart today in the Quran? And why don't we see the treachery of shaitan in our life?
وَأَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ.
And we delivered those who had faith and were God-weary. Allah delivered them. Saleh alayhi salam, right? Allah delivered him and his people. And today Saleh's grave is in Wadi Salam. And they're building a big tomb on him. That's how Allah gave respect. The Salih alayhi salam and his name is in the Quran many, many times. Brothers and sisters, Allah just gives an example. If today the end time is full of shaitan world, if we stay pure, Allah put our name forever. In his company, with his angels, with the prophets, if you are siddiq and salih, you know, Allah says if you believe in Allah and Prophet, you are among siddiqin and siddiqin. And Shaheed, your level is so high. You know, today is the end time, and if you can follow the taqwa, your level is like Siddiq and Shaheed. Just stay away from the haram. Now the next story is coming from the Prophet Lut alayhi salam, and the kind of things which are seen in a community of homosexuality, right? And we should associate these verses with our community. ولوطا إذ قال لقومي أتأتون فعيشة وأنتم تبصرون. And Lord, when he said to his people, why do you commit this indecency while you see the going to man to man, right? And the word there, faisha, indecency, right? When you a man goes to a woman being married, that's not indecency. That brings a tranquility to her and the generations to come. Sir, a barakat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if a man goes to man, it's his lust and it's shaitan. So what I said, do you commit indecency while you see? Antum tubsirun, you see each other doing that. Huh? And you keep doing it. Huh? إِنَّكُمْ لَتَتُّونَ رِجَالًا شَهَوَةً مِنْ دُونِ نِسَاءَ وَأَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. He said, do you approach men with desires instead of women? Rather, you are senseless, Lord. تَجْهَلُونَ means you are ignorant because you will not change. It didn't change either. Even his wife didn't change, you know. The world was so bad. But now, sister, the time is coming same way in this Western world. How people are changing now, how they're changing the values, you know, where the values are gone of morality. You see the wrong becoming right. You see how homosexuality has become acceptable in community, but it's not in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not in the eyes of prophets. If we do not, the parents don't teach Quran at home, don't depend on Maulana and Maulana don't teach. It's the parents' job to study Quran at home and read these verses with the children. So that now, because of this filthy environment, even in the school, they are going to teach now these homosexuality. You have to teach your children at the home about these things, these verses of the Quran. Otherwise, on Judgment Day, you are responsible if a child goes the wrong direction. Huh? You are responsible. So when he said that, what was their answer? فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قُومِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَخْرِجُوا عَلَى لُوطٌ مِنْ قَرِيَتِهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسِيَ تَتَحَرُونَ. But the only answer of his people was that they said, expel Lord family from your town. They are indeed a puritanical lot. Means they want to claim themselves very purified. Puritanical lot. That's English. But the meaning is that they want to claim to be very purified, you know, because they knew that this is purity. At least they understand that what they are doing is lust. And what they're talking about is purity, you know. So they said, kick them out. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ إِلَّا أَمْرَتَهُ قَدَّرْنَا لَهَا مِنَ الْقَابِرِينَ. So we delivered him and his family except his wife. We ordered her to be among those who remained behind. Because his wife was from the town and she didn't change. Her heart didn't change. He was a town people. So Allah finished her. Remember that, brothers and sisters. Being the Prophet's wife is nothing. Allah destroyed her. So being Prophet's wife is nothing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are we if we label ourselves as Muslim, but if we are not a true believer and if we don't follow the Quran, Islam, how do you think that we can go to paradise? By label, just we were born in Islam. Brother and sister, we have to fight in this time, in time, read Quran, follow Al-Bayt. And go to the depth of Quran so that you go to the real value of enlightenment of your heart. So away from these impurities in this eight times. وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِ مَتْرَى فَسَاءَ مَتْرٌ مُنْذَرِينَ. And then what Allah did? Then we poured down upon them a rain of stones. So evil was the rain of those who were born. So Allah first, what he did that he said the earthquake on Sodom. And after that, he put not only because with the earthquake they died, but Allah kept throwing the clay on them, rain of clay stones, baked clay. And the city was covered because Allah was so angry to them, obliterated them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show a sign for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the times, brothers and sisters, the end time where the halal has become haram, haram becomes halal. These are times when we have to wake up for ourselves and our generations to come and preach Quran in the houses. These are the lamps of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, these are the lights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should lit our houses. Lit the houses with the Quran and Zikr of Ahlul Bayt. And never forget about Zikr Hussein. Because Zikr Hussein makes your heart live, you know, gives a light to your heart. Hussein is the one, brothers and sisters, the dark times in the Islam, while at the time Yazid came And he darkened this world. He darkened this world. Hussein stood up. We should always say Salam Hussein every day, cry for Hussein every day. That he stood up with his companion and he gave his blood. He gave his blood to secure the community from the darkness, and he secured the community. Now we are again in the same kind of darkness with all this haram going on, whole world, and the kind of zulm going on in this world operation. It's time for Mehdi to reappear. Brother and sister, this is our time to remember Hussein, cry on Hussein and follow Hussein's path to give all the sacrifice we can do for the sake of Allah to enlighten this community. Alhamdulillah.